179. The prospectors and rocket propellant. There were a couple of prospectors, Clem and Jake, sitting around a fire at their camp after a hard day's prospecting, just shooting the breeze. Clem, did you hear about the proposal for the new rocket our government is going to develop? Yeah, Jake. One of the chief proponents is J.G. Beeswax, the proprietor of our mine and the surrounding property, and he is a politician in the federal government. He sure knows how to prosper, doesn't he? He's got some kind of propensity for prosperity, if you ask me. A bigwig like that. Yeah, but I don't know if it's such a good idea to be a protagonist of that prospective rocket project. They were protesting it out in front of City Hall the other day. If something goes wrong, a man could get prosecuted or something. Then the news gets propagated around and all that. It doesn't matter if they have any proof or not. Don't worry about old J.G., Clem. He's got money running out his ears. If he gets into any trouble, he's got the money to get out of it. Besides, he's got a sense of propriety. He doesn't ever get into any trouble. He's a smooth talker, too. Everything he says sounds like prose. Well, I guess it pays to be prosperous. Hey, what do you think propels those rockets anyway? I guess they've got some kind of propellant. Maybe something like that moonshine we make. They both laugh. They have to keep it in proportion to the weight of the rocket, though, or it won't have enough propulsion to get off the ground. Jake looks up at the stars. What do you propose we do now, Clem? I need to go proofread my latest Man-U script. I think we ought to go drink some of that moonshine. After all, we've got to prospect again tomorrow.